This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta has dismissed calls for him to resign for working out a non-prosecution agreement with Jeffrey Epstein years ago when Acosta was a U.S. attorney in Florida. Acosta has been the target of criticism recently for what critics say was a plea bargain that allowed the billionaire financier to continue his sexually predatory behavior. On Wednesday, the Labor Secretary said in Washington that that was not the case.
The goal here was straightforward. Put Epstein behind bars, ensure he registered as a sexual offender, provide victims with the means to seek restitution, and protect the public by putting them on notice that a sexual predator was in their midst.
The deal did allow Epstein to serve 13 months in jail and be released every day to go to work. On Monday, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan said it was not bound by the plea deal and accused Epstein of luring dozens of girls, some as young as 14, into sexual liaisons. Epstein has pleaded not guilty and remains in jail while awaiting bond. Meanwhile, another accuser has emerged in the sexual abuse case of Jeffrey Epstein, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Jennifer Arose says it happened at Epstein's Manhattan mansion in 2002 when she was 15.
He raped me. Forcefully raped me.
After months of giving him massages that often led to sex acts.
He had no intentions of stopping, and that's what he wanted, that's what he got.
Arose tells NBC's Today show she never reported the rape.
I was just too scared. I didn't really want to go, you know, public with it.
She's now filed court papers ahead of suing him. Epstein pleaded not guilty this week to federal charges that do not include Arose's allegations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he would soon substantially increase economic sanctions against Iran, even as the United States accused Tehran of nuclear extortion by breaching the 2015 nuclear deal. The U.S. said in a statement to an emergency International Atomic Energy Agency meeting in Vienna that there was no credible reason for Iran to expand its nuclear program. It said there is no way to read this as anything other than a crude and transparent attempt to extort payments from the international community. Iran is already reeling from sanctions that Trump reimposed on the Islamic Republic when he pulled the United States out of the nuclear accord last year. Tehran has been appealing to the remaining signatories to help it overcome the crippling effect of the U.S. sanctions. A new poll shows military veterans are backing President Trump, but many are wary of his judgment. We get the details from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The Pew Research poll, which measured the political opinions of former service members, showed high levels of support for President Trump on a range of policies, from border security to his dealings with North Korea, NATO, and Russia. However, many veterans believe he doesn't listen enough to military leaders, and they distrust his decisions on the use of force. 57% of veterans approved of Trump's leadership as commander-in-chief, compared with 41% of Americans overall. Women, younger veterans, and Democrats generally were more skeptical of the president's respect for veterans. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Residents along the Gulf of Mexico coast are bracing for heavy tropical weather that flooded parts of New Orleans and threatens to become a hurricane by the weekend. Lines of thunderstorms associated with the system drenched New Orleans Wednesday, dumping 18 centimeters of rain in 3 hours and turning city streets into rushing torrents. The system is also threatening the Texas coast, where Governor Greg Abbott warned residents to be ready to evacuate.
Begin preparing your property. Begin preparing your supplies. Begin preparing your lines of communication to your family members. Begin preparing to know exactly where it is that you will be going to in the event that you have to evacuate.
The National Hurricane Center says the storm system is expected to become a tropical depression Thursday and a hurricane by Friday. The triumphant U.S. women's national soccer team was honored Wednesday in New York with a parade through the streets of Lower Manhattan. The U.S. women won their second straight World Cup title with a 2-0 victory last Sunday over the Netherlands. Construction workers, motorcyclists, and little girls waving U.S. flags greeted the triumphant team members. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.